She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. This show, folks, is to help you save money and bring you up to speed on what's happening. Well, what's happening with the Hondas 2007, 8, right in that era? The engine blocks are cracking. Yes, the engine blocks are cracking. And they should have been recalled, put on warranty or something. If you know of anybody that has a car like that, ask them if they're losing coolant or if the engine's running hot. If it is, chances are the engine block is cracked. So, if they don't have extended warranty or if they don't go in and push and demand that the dealers run it under the warranty, you're out of a car. Okay, on these Hondas. So, be careful. Insurance companies and how they run the businesses is really bad. You know, you get an accident, you go to the hospital, there's no way of you opening the glove box or whatever and giving your information to the policeman there. Because more than likely, if you're injured really bad, there's no way of doing it. But DMV will send you a notice that you did not have proof of insurance. How's that? I don't understand that. Give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. The traffic is getting worse and worse. Did you notice that? Well, I've been noticing that the traffic lights are not synchronized. You go a block or two, red light. You go a block or two, red light. What's up with that? But yet, Ala Moana Boulevard, Barataria, and King Street seems to be pretty fairly synchronized where it's all green. You notice that? What about the rest of the streets? You do it? No. But today, they're testing it, folks. They're testing it. 20 years later, they're testing it. They're testing it. I don't know. I don't understand that. They raise tax. That's the easiest thing to do. But to make money for and bring it in to the people, no, that's hard. I was told by several business people on the mainland that when they go to a city to try to open up a new business, the city council always comes out and says, how can we help you? But they said that when they come to Hawaii, they don't get, how can we help you? They get all these hurdles that they got to go through. How come the city does not pay us to check the gasoline? It's all out of our private funds, our private money. It's not tax money. But who cares? They just complain that we don't tell them. Well, I don't know what to say, folks. The potholes that we have are breaking up ball joints. The ball joint is your suspension parts. It's breaking it down and forcing the people to have to change it. It's the potholes that's causing it. Well, a lot of auto repair shops are saying, don't say anything because it's business, more business for them. Well, that's not the way we look at it. So have your ball joints checked, folks. Every time you have your car serviced, have it checked. Okay? So anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. The rail, for your information, is cutting into the economy by closing down businesses. From what I understand, over 50 businesses have closed. Because when they condemn the property, they pay the landowner, not the business that is leasing the property. They pay the landowner for condemnation. The business gets nothing, so they close it. They get people unemployed. People unemployed, they can't find another job, they go homeless. And that's how the homeless problem is getting worse and worse. It's very simple. Bring the economy up, create more jobs, less homeless. And one of the things that can bring up the economy and will bring it up is an industry called ethanol. Ethanol industry will create over 1,000 new jobs per island. And I know a lot of people out there in Hawaii don't like ethanol because they claim that ethanol damages engines and stuff like that. You know, I really wish people would have brains and research how good ethanol is, instead of making accusations and accusing ethanol of breaking down engine parts like hoses, gaskets, seals, and whatever. It doesn't do that. And I can prove it. But anyway, I don't know, folks. All I can do is recommend. And if you don't use it and your engine breaks down, then too bad. Okay, who do we have?
We have Celine Steve.
Celine Steve?
It's me. Well, you know, you made a comment about ball joints, yeah, George, but remember, it's not only ball joints. It's tires, it's a suspension part, it's, you know, alignment.
Oh, yeah.
Just takes a beating on your car with all the...
Oh, things. Yeah, you should know.
I should know. I had to buy four new tires, you know? Two in the front and two in the back because I developed a bubble on the back because hitting a pothole, you know?
Yep.
And it's not funny. You know, it was over $1,000 I had to spend for four tires.
Yep.
So, yeah, you know, they got to do something and, you know, but at least they're exploring the idea of putting a seal coat. They haven't decided whether or not that's what they're going to start doing, but at least they're going to test it.
Well, they're retarded, man.
Well, you know, the seal coat is terrific. That's what they do on all of the parking lots that have asphalt parking lots.
Yeah.
And it extends the life of the parking lot by many, many years. And it, I mean, granted, it's not cheap, but it's cheaper than going ahead and repaving and rebuilding the roads.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they got to use their head and don't be penny-wise and dollar foolish, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But glad to hear that you're on top of it and keep pounding it into their heads, and sooner or later, you know, people get smart, yeah?
You hope.
I hope. That's true. Oh, yeah.
You hope. Okay.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. Okay, there you go. And, you know, Celine Steve, his front tires, when you look at it, looks great. But when you lifted it up and looked underneath, the inside thread, inside was all worn and the cords were showing already. So, that was from the potholes damaging his alignment. And he was driving his merry way thinking that he had good tires. Good thing it didn't explode. So, give us a call at 808-296-5467.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, just enjoying the conversation, and, you know, I don't know how to say this without insulting a lot of people.
Well, that's okay.
Like you're talking about, you know, the potholes, and mm-hmm. like you've talked about, the way we pave, I believe, is the way they paved, like, 40 years ago. And you know what I mean? One of the things that tends to happen here is they, like, get in the way of doing something, and that's how it is forever. You know, and remember when they bought this, like, pothole truck, was supposed to fix the potholes quickly, but then they couldn't get the right mixture because we used, you know, it's just stuff like that that just adds up, and then we're all frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go visit places, and you're like, wow, they have really nice roads here. And again, if you go to a mainland city that has snow, you know, besides cars, the roads have to survive the shovels and the snow plow. And if you don't have a good road, the plows dig the road up. So why don't they go where they have snow and say, hey, we want to use your asphalt? It's too easy to me. You know, that's what makes it, you know, how you're frustrated sometimes. Yeah, you look at and you go, oh, man, why do they not get this? It's not rocket science.
Safety inspection,
car inspection. Then I'm thinking, why do they keep buying these little stickers to give us? You know, it's computerized now. You should have your license one time. They should be able to look it up.
That's right.
You know, save money, these little stickers. You put the sticker on your car, then you got to cut it with a razor so nobody steals your sticker, and on and on and on. Okay, so anyway, that's what I got for today. So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. What I'd like to hear is somebody to call in that lived in an area where they had a Grand Prix race on the streets in the city. You know, like Long Beach, Monaco, Hong Kong, all over the world. You know, I'd like to find out from people who's been there, lived there, and seen the Grand Prix race on the streets. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Highly recommend that you have your brake fluid checked and flush it out and use dot 4, not dot 3, dot 4. It's a higher rated brake fluid and is heavy duty and lasts longer. It's safer. A lot of you are driving around with unsafe brake fluid. Brake fluids are only good for 2 years. You know, I don't want you crashing into my car, so have your brake fluid changed, flushed out, okay? Every 2 years it should have been done. And that should be checked under safety check, but they don't. Safety check does not cover everything, although they're supposed to be, because on the safety check list, it has all the items that have to be checked out. And if the technician checked every item on your safety check list, he could not charge you this measly $20 or $30. It'll cost you $150. So, what good is safety check if they're not going to do it right? And if they're not going to enforce it, why have it? Okay, it's like the gun law. It's illegal to carry a gun walking around town. But if everybody starts carrying it and nobody enforces it, well, then it'll be like the old West again, but a lot safer. The other law about reconstructed vehicles, you know, it's not being enforced, so why have the law? Why have these laws? I don't know. I just don't know. And again, I'm going to remind you, when you buy tires, look at the production date. Don't just have them put them onto your car. Look at the production date of the tire you're buying before they're mounted on your wheel. Okay? Because the tires, if they sat on a shelf for 6 years, they're no good. It's like buying a bread, a loaf of bread. Would you buy one 6 years old? I don't think so. And you ladies out there, you always squeeze the bread before you buy it. So, I know you can't squeeze the tire, so look at the production date. Now, for you ladies, and not the guys, the ladies, when you buy a new car, I recommend changing the battery. The batteries on new cars are not reliable. Change it. You know, you don't have to run it through warranty. Just go out and invest and get new battery, a good battery, okay? And get one with high amps. It's the CA rating. They have it listed on the top of the battery. Get one that's high at 600 or higher. Okay, the higher the amp rating, the better your gas mileage.
Any brand, as long as it's that rating you've seen?
Yeah, they're all Chinese, so what the heck? So just so long as the rating is high.
So what was that rating again?
600 and higher. Okay? 600 and higher. They have batteries on the market with 1,000 C-air, cranking amps. Okay? 1,000 and higher is even better. What happens with that battery, it makes the spark plug spark bigger. And when the spark is bigger, it starts faster, it gets better gas mileage, it lasts longer, you have less downtime in repair. Okay? Now, when you buy tires from Costco and places like that, that use nitrogen for air pressure. The reason they use nitrogen for air pressure is because nitrogen is not affected by heat. Okay? Now, they underinflate your tire. So, when it's underinflated and you're driving, it doesn't expand, so it stays underinflated and it eats your gas mileage. But most of all, it eats up your tires faster.
How does it do that?
When it's underinflated, it does not have full contact surface to the road. So because it don't have full contact surface, its contact surface is on the outside edge thread. The middle thread in the middle of the tire has very little contact to the road. It's touching, but it's not really pushing a lot of pressure to the road. So number one, you lose the full contact area of the tire. That's why if you go, when you go to buy tires, it's because the outer edge of the tire wore out. Right? Not the middle. It's always the outer edge that wears out. You know, if you go to the tire shops and you're standing around, go check, get curious, and look at the old tires. All of them, it's the outer edge that's worn out. Never the middle of the tire. Okay? So, up to you. Tire's not cheap. You can ask Celine Steve, he knows. He spent a bunch of money with tires. Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay, so hope that cleared the air about tire pressure. It's the nitrogen tire, the gas that they put in the tires is mostly used by racers. Because in car racing, you want to set your tires to maximum pressure, but you don't want the pressure to go up. You want the pressure to stay where you set it.
So if I add nitrogen to my tires and put it max to the maximum, then it should be okay?
Yeah. It'll be great. But to get the nitrogen, you got to go to like Costco or someplace like that to have them put the air pressure in. But they won't put it to the proper inflation. Every tire has its own recommended tire inflation. You can see it on the side of the tire, on the sidewall. It says max air pressure, and that's what you should fill at. That will give you the maximum footprint of your tire. It also stops faster in a panic stop, and it also turns faster in a panic situation where you got to turn quickly. Okay? So, all in all, safer. But the part that you're going to like is for every 5 pounds of air that you underinflated, you lose 3 miles to the gallon on the gas. Okay? So, anyway. Oh, Wanda, I have a PSA for you to read over there, if you could, in the next, right after the next break. It's for Habilitat. We're donating some airtime to them every year to help them out. Okay, so I recommend having this electronic rust-proofing device installed on your car when you have a new car. It's not the outside body that rusts, folks. It's underneath. When you put your car up in the air on a lift and you look underneath, you'll be shocked because the factory does not paint the underside of the car. A lot of cars we come across today where the bottom of the car is rusted. I mean, rusted so bad. The guy is going to end up like Flintstone with his feet sticking out the floor. This electronic rust-proofing device will prevent that from happening. Guaranteed. Okay? So get a new car. Have the electronic rust-proofing device put on. You can get it on Kauai from Harvey Maeda. And Harvey's number is 651-2813. 651-2813. Harvey is in Lihue. Harvey also has that fantastic, good, metal-protecting royal purple oil and ethanol. You can get it on Oahu, the electronic rust-proofing device from Nita's Auto Repair. Call Todd, and he can put one on for you. And we also have ethanol there and super good royal purple oil. If you want to buy that royal purple oil, you can buy it from Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec has that fantastic metal protector royal purple oil. There's two types of royal purple. One is called HPS, and the other one is just regular royal purple. The one we recommend to use is the HPS. You can call Crestec Cleaning Center. They have it. At 942-2500. 942-2500. Okay? Crestec also has that fantastic cleaning detergent called Degreaser 2000. Boy, all the good stuff. Okay, is it time for a break? Yes?
Yes, it is. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, "That kid that caused this wreck was drunk." Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, Wanda, it's yours.
Okay, Habilitat is celebrating 40 years of providing the residents of Oahu with Christmas trees. They offer a variety of trees and wreaths, as well as flocking and delivery. You can find them at the Stadium Mall next to Ice Palace or at McKinley Community School for Adults off of Pensacola. Help save a life by getting your tree and wreath from Habilitat this year. They're open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. starting from November 29th. You can call them at 235-3691.
Thank you. Okay. For those people that have the early Mazda MPVs with the tappet noise, every time you start it up, you hear a tappet noise, I recommend changing the motor oil to the Royal Purple HPS. Royal Purple HPS 5W20. 5W20. Okay? And use the Royal Purple oil filter. Okay, who's next?
We have Bill from Kailua.
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, let me ask you a question about the transmission. If you're coming down a hill like the pulley, is it advisable to put in a lower gear, or are you ruining your transmission?
Putting in a lower gear does not ruin the transmission. It's advisable. It's easier on the brake. A lot of people don't do it, and they abuse the brake, and causing the front rotors to warp. And when the front rotors, brake rotors warp, when you apply the brake, the car vibrates. So, but it doesn't damage the transmission.
What about going uphill if you go to a lower gear?
Going to a lower gear, going uphill does help the transmission, but most of all, the engine. Not the trans. It's the engine that gets help. Especially if you're not running ethanol and you're running the cheapy gas. And going uphill, if you don't help it by shifting down, it does beat the living daylights out of the engine.
Say that again?
If you're going up a hill and you don't shift down into a lower gear, in other words, out of overdrive, you put a lot of stress on the engine. If you're not using ethanol and you're using the cheapy low octane gas, it will beat the living daylights out of the engine.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
So
okay. Now, you said, what is the best air filter to buy?
KNN.
KMN.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and also, where is the best two places to get gas? Shell and where?
Shell and Shell.
Shell and Shell. What about, you said one time, Aloha wasn't that bad.
Aloha is not bad, but it's two numbers down below Shell.
Oh, it's two digits, the super, below Shell. Shell, what is Shell right now?
Shell, again, depends on what station you go. The station in Po'o Valley is at, we checked it last at 89. And so far, the rest of them that we checked is at 88. Except for the one on Waikomilo. That one is at 87 or 86.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Why the difference? I don't know. And, you know, people think that we get paid by the city and the state to go check the gas. For your information, it's all out of our own pocket. And Dean is a good guy that goes out and checks gasoline on Oahu. Harvey Maeda on Kauai checks the island of Kauai. And on the island of Kauai, the highest octane they have is 80. 80 is the highest.
Wow.
And they have the highest gas price.
And then they got the lowest octane.
Yes.
Switching gears, what do you think about them allowing restaurants to have, I hate to say this, rats and roaches, and it's all right for you to eat over there, that they're going to give it a passing grade?
The what?
They're allowing, it came on the news, they're allowing the state inspectors to go inspect these places. Now they're allowing roaches and rats to be inside your kitchen, as long as your kitchen is clean.
Oh, no. What's wrong with the human brain?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
It's sad.
I mean,
it's,
you know,
so sad.
I hate to say it to the public, but it was on the news, so, you know, they said that now they're going to allow it if they have rats and roaches.
Well, they might also say they're going to cook rats in Kentucky Fried Chicken and sell it as chicken.
Well, it's kind of like we went back to how the third world countries do things, you know.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I saw it on the local news.
I don't know. It's so sad.
So, now we need people to go out there, like you with the gas, and go find out which restaurants get a lot of rats, and I would choose not to go eat over there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And some of these restaurants, they leave the back door open. You notice that?
Mm-hmm.
Especially the Chinese restaurants.
A lot of them.
Yeah, they leave their back doors open. The rats can come right inside.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
So I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but I just thought I'd pass that on. Maybe,
well, it's good. You know, and people got to wake up. But, you know, with the octane, the low octane and all that, you know, it's not my engine. I run 100% ethanol, so I don't care. And I shouldn't be telling people that it's low octane, but I do.
So now if we buy like $20 or $30 worth of the ethanol, how much should our gas mileage go up?
It depends on the car, and the gas mileage is affected more on the open road. Ethanol really gives you a walloping good gas mileage on open road.
Right.
You don't need to buy that much. It depends on the make and model of the car. We're finding that Toyotas love ethanol. I don't know why.
Okay, so then if I'm going to fill up I have a van, if I'm going to fill it up halfway, how much ethanol should I use? 2 gallons?
Two gallons.
Okay, two. So every fill up at least about 3 or 4 gallons of ethanol, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, George, thanks.
But the big plus to the ethanol use is you're saving the engine.
You're saving the motor more, yeah?
Yes, because the ethanol acts as an anti-knock, and it doesn't damage the engine. So,
and
engine is expensive, you know, today. A lot of people think it's $400 or $500. It's not. It's not even $4,000 or $5,000. It's up above $10,000.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So, and the safety check, tell people to take off the VIN number.
Okay, now,
car theft is going up because of the VIN number.
Okay, now, you said that you can just get a marker, like a magic marker, the black marker, in delible ink and just cross it out, right?
Yeah, anything. I mean, just get rid of it or use nail polish remover and take it off.
Okay, now, is there any consequences from us doing that?
Nope.
You know, like if the cop pulls us over and say, oh, I'll have
nope.
a thief.
HPD policemen are doing that.
Okay.
Because they are most, they should do it because they have guns in the trunk. And people
right.
make a key, they can open the trunk and take all the guns out.
That's right. Yeah, you're right. So, George, thanks for being there for us.
You're welcome.
Okay, George.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Alan from Lanikai.
Hi, Alan.
Hi, I listen to you off and on fairly regularly. And you had an interesting recommendation about nitrogen in the tires. What you're really recommending, I guess, is pure nitrogen, because if you just pump up your tires with regular compressed air, it's 78% nitrogen, which is what's in the planet's atmosphere, 21% oxygen, 78% nitrogen. So what you're recommending is don't put oxygen in the tires. You agree?
Not really. The nitrogen is beneficial to race cars.
Sure.
But for regular everyday car, just regular air is good.
Oh, okay. Right. But I just wanted to point out that 78% of the air we breathe on planet Earth is nitrogen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank
and
you.
One last parting shot for your listeners. One of my favorite vacations is to go over to Maui and drive up to the top of Haleakala.
Beautiful.
When you do that, put it in low gear coming
yes.
down for sure.
Yes.
And one parting shot, never mind the sunrise. On Haleakala, the sunset is every bit as beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And one heck of a lot more convenient.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Thank you for that.
Okay.
Aloha. Okay. Well, that was good. That was a fantastic call. Yeah? See? Give us a call at 808-296-5467. I know there's a lot more fantastic calls out there.
Okay, we'll be right back with Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and we have that news clip about the rats and roaches. Yeah, and it's from Hawaii News Now.
Olakai is honored to partner with the Worldwide Voyage and its crew in its ambitious endeavor. Follow the journey. Join the movement.
Believe it or not, the State Health Department says a restaurant can have roaches and rodents and still pass inspection. They say the purpose of the new placarding program is to prevent foodborne illness. And the presence of bugs doesn't fall under that checklist. Chelsea Davis is live in Honolulu to explain tonight. Chelsea.
Keahi, common perception is you walk into a restaurant that has a green pass placard, it should be free of critters. But the health department says that's not necessarily the case.
So a restaurant can have those bugs and
right.
roaches and still receive a green
yes,
pass.
They still can be safe to eat at, yes.
Peter Oshiro is in charge of the state's new color-coded restaurant inspection program, which aims to prevent foodborne illness. And he says rodents and roaches aren't a deal-breaker for restaurants trying to get that coveted green placard. Here's what inspectors do look for. Things like food kept at proper temperatures, personal hygiene, and clean counters and equipment. If a restaurant doesn't meet those standards, it won't pass. Insects, rodents, and animals fall under the good retail practices section.
Roaches, rodents are not a good sign anyway because, again, it shows a lack of cleaning procedures, but those are not the things that are going to make you sick, and those are not the focus of our inspection.
And that's what I have been led to believe thus far, that the Green Pass, you know, sort of approves, that's one of the areas that were covered under the inspection, but if that's not the case, then that's a little alarming.
Oshiro says the state's program is based on federal recommendations from the Food and Drug Administration and Center for Disease Control. But many are still shocked to learn bugs and vermin aren't a major concern.
I think that rodents and bugs are known to carry dirt and disease, other problems in our food, and I think that is a very necessary part of this grading system.
I am a surprised about that because there are a lot of rodents out there that carry diseases and a lot of cockroaches that you don't want to find out in your food and everything. So I find that pretty shocking, actually.
So basically, Oshiro is saying roaches and rodents do not have a direct correlation to foodborne illness. Nevertheless, they encourage people to call them if they see any rats or roaches in any food establishments. Reporting live from Honolulu, Chelsea Davis, Hawaii News Now.
Wow. Wow. Can you believe that? Huh? They may as well have Kentucky Fried rats. Crazy. Anyway, if you have a new car just out of warranty, 2 or 3 years past warranty, and the clear coat on the paint is peeling, take it back to the dealer and try to see if it is under warranty. From what I'm hearing, it is under warranty that they do repaint it for you. For free, okay? Because it shouldn't do that. A few years past warranty and the clear coat is peeling. Okay, just a tip. And don't forget about the Hondas where the engine block is losing coolant because it's cracked. It's supposed to be a recall under warranty, okay? From what we're finding out, there's a lot of Hondas that's having that problem. Okay? So, anyway. We try to do things to help the community. And that's what this Hawaiian Automotive 101 is all about. Helping the community. Okay? Now, with the community's help, we can get things further on, like getting rid of safety check, getting rid of recon, and putting those people from that division into weights and measures to check the scales, the gas pumps, and the octane to make sure you're getting what you're paying for. Because the gas pumps are not calibrated, folks. So, you don't know what you're buying. But I can tell you one thing, it's not giving you more gas and charging you less. I can guarantee you it's charging you more and giving you less. So, up to you. That's the way we're looking at it here. Okay? But anyway, all we can do is let people know and get you involved to go do it. I know this is not part of the automotive thing, but this bothers me when Maui people voted against GMO and it passed that no GMO. So if the people don't want it, how can the politicians have the gall to bring it back out and say they're going to put it in? What's up with that? Why have an election thing if the politician is just going to bypass it and do it anyway? I tell you why he can do that. It's because you, the people of Hawaii, don't do anything. You got to get involved and do it. Okay? So, up to you. Anyway. The repaving that's been done is not being done right. It's not smooth like the mainland. It's rough. I don't know how they used to do it smooth before, but not anymore. And that bridge that Harvey talked about on Kauai, Wanda, is not the one that you said. The bridge that Harvey was talking about is by close by Kukui Grove. I don't know what that bridge is, but he said there's one by Kukui Grove that is horrible. They just did it. You know which one he's talking about?
I think so. I think that's the one, if you're going towards Kukui Grove from Lihui, there's that old plantation mill on the left side or something.
That's the one. Yeah. He said it is horrible. It's a new bridge, but it's really bumpy. So, I don't know. I don't know what to say, folks. No pride in whatever they're doing. It's so sad. So, but anyway, all we can do is try to tell you what's going on. And, oh, then another thing. On that Kukui Grove, the last time I was there, there were so many vacant spots. I hope that doesn't happen to Ala Moana Shopping Center. Because I know Foodland is moving out of Ala Moana Shopping Center. Who else is moving from Ala Moana Shopping Center? It may end up like another Kukui Grove. Well, anyway. I don't know. But you the people can make the change. And you the people of Hawaii need to get involved. And not let all of this bad stuff happen. You know, I don't like cooking. I like going out and eat. I don't want to find a rat's leg in my food. Or rat's tail. Or you know what else. You know, yuck. And they say it's not hazardous, it's not dirty. Oh, give me a break. But anyway, traffic lights need to be synchronized so that it'll cut down on traffic. Traffic lights on Baratania, King Street, and Ala Moana is pretty good. It's synchronized pretty good. So the traffic flow is really good there. Sometimes a lot better than the freeway. Anyhow, if you don't say anything, things will get run over, all over you. You gotta get involved, folks. You cannot just let it happen. Who do you have next?
We have Ray from Honolulu.
Hey, Ray.
How's it, George?
You gotta hurry up. We're running.
Oh, okay. No, I have to take off my earpiece. A friend of mine wants to know how you can hear the knocking.
he says all his cars, he hasn't heard a knocking, but he'd like to maybe take it in and see how the thing is knocking, because he couldn't hear him. I said, well, you have to have George or somebody take it under a microscope or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
So just come see your son, yeah, and then he can do a test.
Mm-hmm.
Good, because he's kind of skeptical on the ethanol, because he says, oh, mine doesn't knock.
Oh, that's okay. Tell him don't use it. The yeah, car dealers true. Love him.
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay?
All right. Thanks,
thank
John.
You.
Have a good one.
Okay, I'd like to say mahalo to all the callers, and folks, drive carefully and take care of each other. Please don't drink and drive, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
The preceding program was paid for by George Nita, and the views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management.